the peoples with his truth. The Lord reigns. Good morning, everyone, and welcome, a warm welcome to church and our worship service. Been cold outside, but it could always be worse. Every time I see somebody that's always down, I always think it could always be worse. So we'll call to worship Psalms 29, 1, 2. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now, could we have a hymn, Maxine?
Hymn number 4.
Number 4. Is there any announcements pertaining to church? Nobody has any. Alice?
There'll be a Lady Day meeting after church today.
Okay. Did all the ladies hear that? There will be a ladies' aid meeting after church. And again, I would like to thank the ladies for at Aunt Dorothy's funeral for doing such a good job at the dinner and making the hamburger and everything that went on the sandwiches and the ham and cheese sandwiches. The dinner was delightful and wonderful, and our blessings go out to the ladies' aid. They had to work so hard to put that all together, and to the Baker family that day. I think everybody enjoyed that meal and it was very, very good. And I think everybody appreciated it. So thank you, Ladies' Aid, so much for putting that together. Is there any others? Mr. Frank.
For those who weren't here last Sunday when I announced about the new directories, we do have them. They're back there on the back bench, and please avail yourselves to as many as you would like.
Yeah, the little yellow books. Of course, this was last year's. That was blue. But please grab one or two or three. They really come in handy, and they got such nice verses in them from the Bible, too. and they got dates in them that let you know when things are going on, and they're very helpful and very glad. And thank you, Frank, for getting these books made up and distributing them out to the congregation. Well, they really come in handy, and it's a thing that we can use all year long. It's like a gift. It's a little gift from the church.
Very helpful.
Yes. Any other announcements? Bob, you don't have any announcements today?
I don't know when Jerry's going to be taking decorations down, but I'd like for everybody to just keep these serene figures in your memories. Take the lights down, but you can't take God's Spirit out of your life.
God's Spirit will be here in this church forever.
And I'm just thankful that the decorations are small and they're plain, but my golly, they are humbling, you know, to see it, the light, and to know Jesus is the light. So it's rewarding right there. And everybody that, I don't know how.
Have you took notice how many people has left their Christmas lights up?
Isn't that great?
They are almost everywhere in every direction. People's not taking them down, they're leaving them up.
Larry, I got praise. I just wanted to praise God and give thanks that Matthew went back to college yesterday. They left at 5 in the morning and got there around 3 or 4 o'clock, so they made good time anyway. They got there safely, so we're glad for it. And we want to keep other students that are heading back to college in our prayers for safe travels.
Is there anybody else that has any announcements to church? Anybody sick or want to be prayed for, joys and concerns, prayer? Maxine? What's wrong with Linda?
She's diabetic.
Oh, okay, because she's my neighbor. Any others that needs prayer?
I'd like to remember the Grimes family and Grace Ham, Sonny Grimes. A lot of you know him, maybe a lot don't, but anyhow, he had direct traffic at the schools and so forth. He, for some reason, don't know the story, passed away yesterday evening. And so, like to keep that family in our prayers. And we also have another friend that lives up next to Williams Grove that she's been having trouble with some brain tumors and stuff. Don't know all the specifics, but like her name is Jen, I can't remember her last name, but like to lift her up at this time. And also, the time is coming near for inauguration, and we'd just like to continue to lift up our leaders and those who are taking new positions and so forth, that they will recognize that they need to put God first.
Well, you know, I don't care how much money you got or how powerful of a man you think you are. God's in control. We're only simple human beings. Donald Trump or Mr. Obama, they don't control the oceans. They don't control our weather. I don't know why the weathermen, people, in the morning don't say, this is what God has given us today. Instead of saying, Mother Nature this. Who controls Mother Nature but God? So when they give out their reports, I don't know why they don't say that this day that God has made, this is what he wants us to have. But who controls the mountains? Who controls the sky? Who controls the oceans? Who controls the world? Donald Trump's going to say, I can't do nothing about it. or any of the other leaders of the world. They're just people just like us.
It's been a very joyous season. I want to thank God for that. And the visitation into our homes and our visitation to other homes during this period of time and all time. We just appreciate it so much. There's so much love and generosity that goes on that we just can't express our fullness.
Well, maybe our country is headed in the right direction. You know that Mike Pence, he's a minister. And I kind of like that idea that he was a minister. And so he definitely knows something about the Lord. So maybe we are headed in the right direction in a mysterious way.
Never know, do we, until the time comes.
Absolutely. And they say the Lord does work in mysterious ways. So who knows but God. Mr. Frank, you had your hand up.
Well, I was just going to say, I was going to echo what Bob said, first of all, about Sonny Grimes, but also I'm glad to see Brother Tracy's son with us this morning.
And Eli and Laura, they're visiting today. We're happy to have them.
I'd ask prayers for our second grade teacher. She was our teacher for the three boys at New Life. She retired about a year ago to take care of her husband who had a heart attack. He later then passed away. Her mother passed away, and then this week her daughter was killed in a car accident. So she's had three deaths in less than a year, and her name's Marilyn Crawford. Appreciate your prayers for that family.
What's her last name, Tracy? Okay, is there any others that need prayer or somebody they want to be prayed for? I see none at this time. So, any joys and concerns? Any? Okay, well, at this time we'll come to prayer on our knees or in our seats, however we pray to God. Elijah, he prayed between his legs. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for coming to your house and being able to worship you and to praise you and to give you love. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this little church, and we thank you for the people that's in it. We thank you for the people here today, and we pray that our church will fill up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our everyday needs, our food we eat, the clean water we drink, and the clothes we wear. We thank you so much for these things. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the country we live in, that we are still free people and we have a right to come to your place and worship. We have that right, and men and women has died to give us that right. And we don't ever forget about those. Heavenly Father, we go back and we thank you for dying for our sins and shedding your precious blood for the sins that we commit. And you have covered our sins with your precious blood, and we thank you so much for that. We thank you for being here. We thank you for being born and giving us a sense of direction from right and wrong. We thank you for your word, the word that you give us, and we read it. That's been going on from generation to generation and will continue. We thank you for these things, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we pray for the people that are sick, the people that need your comfort. For you are the almighty physician. You are the almighty healer. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being there for us, to comfort us in times of sorrow, to ease the pain. We thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray for the children. The children that are in Syria that have nothing to do with the fighting or the guns or the bombs. They're just trying to live. Just trying to be. And you are the only way out. We pray for our children. We pray for the other countries. The countries that are fighting and fussing in Oregon all the time. We pray for peace and love, that you will come upon them and that they will see things your way. For you are the mighty comforter. You are the Prince of Peace. And we pray that they will see you and look up to you and get on their knees and pray for peace and healing, that destruction will discontinue. No more wars. No more fighting. And we pray for the people in this country, the people that do drugs and do drugs overdose and die. We pray for these people. We pray for the families in Fort Lauderdale that was on a joyful morning, going places, enjoying their life, and a gunman has come in and killed them, five of them. And we pray for the people that had got shot that they will heal and that they will heal rapidly. And we thank you for the people that caught our enemies, the perpetrators that shot these people. And we hope justice will be done. So Heavenly Father, we pray for all these things. And we come to you as we live our lives from day to day. We pray for your blessings and to protect us. And we ask your mercy on the winter time that the snow is not 5 or 6 foot. And the temperatures, we have houses and warm, we can live. We can live through the winter time. It could be a lot worse. And we ask for your mercy. So we come here today, Heavenly Father, to praise you and to love you and to ask for your mercy and blessings. So we give thanks in everything. In your precious name, amen. Chuck Beiser. I'm writing his name down. I'll go down in the woods and pray for these people. Listen to that wind. They say that wind's going to get up today. That's the thing I fear the most. Okay. Call to Christian giving. Call some Psalms. 22:25. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear me. At this time, may we have ushers come forward and take our call to Christian giving. We humbly bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the people that have to work so hard for this money so that they give freely to the church. We pray that the people that has in charge of this money will use it the right way, the proper way, for the church, for the utilities, and for your word. We thank you for these people. We trust in these people that they will use the money correctly. So we give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, for these monies, for your house of worship, to do the repairs, to pay the utilities, and to do what the church does. Give and be given unto. So thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this little church. Thank you for the people that run it. In your precious name, amen. Okay, at this time, 365.
Please stand if you're able.
There's no other way.
Trust and obey. Amen to that. Okay, now the scripture comes from Isaiah 42, 1 to 9. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed, he will not break, and smoking flax, he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and I will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as covenant to the people, as the light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in the darkness, from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise and craved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. I am the Lord. He makes that very clear. I am the only Lord. First commandment. At this time, Brother Tracy, you can give us God's word, and may God put the words in your mouth.
Well, Happy New Year again. We're remembering 217, but it is also 5777. So if we date back to Abraham, this is the Jewish year 5777, as well as being the year 2017. The year is quickly passing. Already a week is gone, and time seems to march on. Last year, we got an extra a day. It was leap year last year, and this year, we got an extra second. But even with that, it seems like time just keeps on moving on, and it goes by so quickly. I have a poem here I wanted to share about the new year, and the poet asks this question. It says, steady the old year passes, another year arrives again. Will it bring a better way to stamp out greed in the hearts of men? Another year extends to us by our Lord's amazing grace, another chance to overcome the problems of our human race. Another year of striving to find a way for peace, another chance for planning how to make war cease. Another year, the time flies on. The rate is even faster. Let us cherish every hour as we try to serve our Master. I think those are good words as we begin the new year. Well, have any one of you made New Year resolutions? Made some thoughts or plans for the coming year? We have desires and hopes for this new year, I'm sure. And many of those are good. And we're pretty good at making good year's resolutions. We're not so good at carrying them out throughout the year. I understand about 80% of the new year resolutions that are made will be broken within the first month. So we want to remember as we make new year's resolutions to keep them. I think sometimes the problem is that we set the bar so high for ourselves, then when we make a mistake or we fail, then we just kind of give up for the rest of the year. We become very discouraged very quickly. Another poet puts it this way, says, Lord, we make New Year's resolutions but seldom keep them. So what do we do, Lord? As we face the year ahead in the dream, our dreams of being better people, of living in a better world, the word comes back to me, you try, child. You try. And if you fail, you try again. There's an old story of a monk who asks a monk in the monastery, what is it that you do up there in the monastery? And the answer came, we fall down and we get up. We fall down and we get up. So, Lord, if we fall down this new year, help us to get up and to try again. New Year resolutions. Hopefully we can keep them. Well, I have one to suggest and offer and to challenge the congregation in its New Year resolution about church attendance. And so I want to encourage you. I'm calling it Thrive, Five to Thrive. Five to Thrive. I'd like for you to try sometime during this year if you would try to make church attendance five Sundays in a row. They tell us that people who do something for 30 days a month oftentimes creates a new habit. And so sometimes, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here a little bit, but sometimes people just get out of the habit of going to church. And sometimes people are kind of very irregular in their attendance. And so I suggest that if we do that for at least five Sundays, we might be able to get back into the habit. So I want to encourage you to encourage others, Five to Thrive, to sometime during the year that you would do five Sundays in a row. We have some people we call C&E Christians, and these are the folks that show up on Christmas and Easter. And so maybe for them, we need to encourage them, would you attend at least just one Sunday a month? Maybe maybe that would be a good challenge for them. To do 12 Sundays a year would be maybe a good bit. It's probably not realistic to ask someone who doesn't attend church regularly to make all 52 Sundays out of the year. That's just probably not going to happen. It probably doesn't happen for most of us, right? If we're here 50 Sundays a year, that's probably good, or 48. We want to strive maybe for more regular attendance for those who are irregular. And so I want to encourage people to do Five to Thrive this year. I'll be mentioning it occasionally here at the first couple of months to encourage people to do so, but would you make that offer and take that challenge, New Year's resolution, to do at least five Sundays in a row, and we'll see what God might do. Well, today's scripture that I've chosen from the lectionary is this portion from the prophet Isaiah, and it is about being the servant of the Lord. And so as we begin, I wonder if you would pray with me, please. Let us pray. Father, we just ask now that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and our minds would indeed be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Lord, would you come and have your way? So Holy Spirit, illuminate the scriptures, inspire us, teach us, show us, encourage us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Christ is the greatest servant of all, and our scripture here confirms that from the work of the prophet Isaiah. Did you know that there are over 1,400 verses in the scriptures that talk about being a servant, being serving, doing some kind of service? I think in an age when most of the focus is on me, we live, some say we live in the me generation, who we're focusing on what is it that I get out of it. It's very important for us, I think, as the new year dawns, that we apply the concept of servanthood, that we take that challenge. And I think the best picture that we get of that is by looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the servant of all. And so notice in your scriptures here this morning, and you're printed in your bulletin, Isaiah 42 here. Isaiah is speaking for God, and he says, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights." You know, God was very well pleased with his son. And we hear those words at his baptism, coming from the heavens. We hear that statement several times throughout Scripture. But here, Isaiah here says that God declares that his son is a servant, and his servant is one whom he delights in, and he has put his spirit in him.